Getting to stock picks now, and I presume, Alex, that your share is a bit of a waiting game. So I'll start with you. It's Long for Life. They had a presentation, what, last week? Brian Joffe was back to his punchy self. Is that why you're buying the share?
Yes, so I'm going to roughly reference him here. I mean, he said that obviously we've been dealt a cards in a moment, which perhaps don't like. So either you're either going to reject these cards and probably fold, or you're going to actually embrace these new cards and look for opportunities. And that really, I think, Brian Joffe is the right man for that. I mean, he's certainly looking at opportunities during this crisis period. And if you have to back a certain particular individual in this market, I'll certainly back him. You know, he still does seem to have the energy, and I was very impressed the way he assessed all the analyst questions and so forth. So I'm still very comfortable, and I think at these levels, the stock looking very attractive.
Yeah. And Chris, I believe you are hoarding your cash under your mattress. In true Scottish fashion, may I say.
Absolutely. I still believe that what we're looking at here is a rally in a bear market. And it might not technically be a bear market anymore offshore and even in South Africa. But I think so much is now predicated on finding a vaccine and a vaccine very, very quickly. And I think, unfortunately, some people are going to be very, very disappointed because of the length of time that it's probably going to take. So therefore, I take the view that we're probably going to see another big downturn in the market in the not too distant future, and therefore I would just keep my powder dry for the time being.
Yeah, okay. I think I'm tending towards to agree with you, Chris. Alex, thanks very much for joining us this evening, both of you. Nice to see you there. Alex Dace is from Mtumba Wealth, independent analyst Chris Gilmore, and we'll be back with Stockwatch next week, Monday. In the meantime, have a good evening.